Jada is protesting. Apparently last night there was a protest in Hollywood, Los Angeles, because there is a new version of the movie Nosferatu. I didn't know that. They're doing that.
Yeah, real artsy looking, dark, scary.
This may be on your Halloween movie list next year?
Absolutely.
Was that the first vampire movie?
That's what I was reading today. I didn't know much about
it. Like 100 years ago?
Well, I've always heard about it. Nosferatu, 1922, German movie, vampire movie. Okay, and I didn't know anything about it except I hear about it from time to time.
I think a lot of people who are film historians will say that the visuals have sort of influenced tons of other movies.
Yeah,
and other filmmakers.
Yeah, I feel like I have seen visuals from it. You know, because it is
a terrifying looking.
Yeah.
Vamp.
Yeah,
terrifying looking.
Well, there's an update to it. I don't know if it's been made more through the years, but the original was 1922 Germany. Now they're doing a new one, and its screen debut was last night in Los Angeles.
And award season, I'm guessing.
Probably, that's right. Well, PETA was out because 5,000 live rats were used during the making of Nosferatu, the latest version of it. That's right.
Is that a lot?
I mean, that's wild, man.
What's an acceptable number of rats?
Of rats to be used. Live rats are being used. So, PETA is saying, and some of the signs were saying, that rats deserve better treatment than this, and a human is no more likely to be harmed or killed by a rat than by a vampire. You should not be afraid of rats. In fact, rats are as clean and as loving as either dogs or cats. So they're saying rats should never be used.
PETA.
That's PETA saying this now. They say that, in fact, rats, if you study them, form close bonds with their own friends and family and will play together just like dogs and cats. So these rats should not have been used in the movie. The only pests moviegoers need to be concerned with are directors who subject animals to these types of treatments. This according to the protesters from PETA, who very, very angry last night. Now, the director of Nosferatu, the updated, says these rats were in a controlled environment surrounded by plexiglass at all times and have all been put back in the loving way that they were taken.
Right.
Back in their cages?
Sure.
I would imagine in this day and age, you can CGI 1,000 rats.
Well, that's a good question. Could you do that?
Just animate
them. Yeah.
Well, they did use 5,000 live rats. Maybe this director wanted to.
Yeah.
Some
movements, I suppose, you really quite can't. But, I mean, we've all been fooled by things that we think are real that aren't on screen.
Yeah. No question. The second Indiana Jones movie had rats. It was either the second or third, either Temple of Doom or...
First one was snakes, right?
Definitely. And remember the snakes...
And there were a couple real ones, but some of them were just rubber snakes, right?
Probably. I know that there's... when I was a kid watching the first Raiders of the Lost Ark, now, of course, Indiana Jones, Harrison Ford's down there with all those snakes, and they're cobras, vipers. Mm-hmm. And there's a glass between him and the viper. It's a real snake. But
That's right.
Remember that? There's like you can barely see his reflection in the glass, so you knew. But in either Temple of Doom or the third one with Sean Connery, there are rats. He's in a pit with rats. And he hates rats also. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there got to be real rats down there. Plus, I know in First Blood, the Rambo movie, the very first one, he's down like crawling around like under the earth, you know, Sylvester Stallone. And at one point he lights a torch and there are rats all over.
Yeah.
God, disgusting. You got to use real rat. In those days, that's real rat. Titanic had rats.
Did they?
Well, in one scene, the iceberg has been hit. Water's pouring in.
Literally deserting the sinking ship.
Yeah. And they say there's like 10 rats running down a corridor and those down in steerage. One of them says, if this is the way the rats are running, it's good enough for me. Like, you know, so they're following the rats. That's got to be a real rat, I would think. Don't you think? In the late 90s, when they made that?
Maybe being pulled by a string.
I would think real rats then.
I do too.
How do you train 10 rats to run down a hall? Food?
You put food.
I mean, it works for radio DJs.
I was going to say, look at us.
Every freaking Tuesday. It's a mass migration upstairs.
Well, you put a cheesecake or a moon cookie. You're going to get BB Shea up there, that's for sure. Those rats, they're like, you know the scene I'm talking about?
I do, yeah.
It's like 10 or 12 rats just running, and the people are following them. And one guy says, if this is good enough for the rats, it's good enough for me.
I think they were real rats.
I do, too. And I think they put cheese. It's a bit on the nose, but I think they put cheese or peanut butter at the end of the corridor.
I think this is a great test we should do here is hook a string to a piece of cheesecake on a plate and just slowly pull it down the hallway to see who grabs it first.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe that's why we should
do this. BB Shea's, I think, taking today off, but my money might be on him.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, media guy Craig will know something about these vampire movies. And again, PETA was protesting because they used 5,000 real rats in the update for Nosferatu. Media guy Craig, go ahead.
In 1922, when that German adaptation came out, well, that German movie came out, it was actually an adaptation of Bram Stoker's Dracula, but they had never licensed it. And Bram Stoker was dead, but his widow rather successfully sued the film, and it was supposed to be completely destroyed. Every print was supposed to be destroyed, but some slipped through, which is the only reason it survives to this day.
Well, okay, that's interesting.
Wow.
What are your thoughts on this new director, on this director using for the update 5,000 real rats? And where do they go after this? And couldn't you just use AI?
Well, you certainly could, but there's been a swing back in the last few years in effects of going back to practical effects due to the fact that everybody just kind of shrugs and goes, computers. For realism, of course, you put those 5,000 rats on a set with actual actors, and no matter what's between them, the acting is going to be different than it would be if they were looking at a tennis ball on a stick.
That's
accurate.
I kind of appreciate it, you know, to go back to the real rats, but I do not want rats harmed. I cannot have.
No one wants the rats harmed.
I cannot have that happening. Thank you, media guy Craig. Appreciate it.
Do you want them to show up at the premiere?
Yes. Each of the actors have some rats with them at the Oscars or whatever it might be. This is entertainment based as well. Now, we talked about this last week. One of the guys from The Village People, the cop, Victor Willis, has said that you were just talking about Donald Trump. He loves the fact that Donald Trump used YMCA at his campaign rallies. And that dance is him dancing to YMCA because it's led to more streams. And it's put the song back on the map again, YMCA. And the big thing.
It never really goes away, does it?
No.
No.
No, it's everywhere. And he said, this is the cop. And he said, here's the other thing I want to make clear on this. I am totally not gay, and this is totally not a gay anthem. Anyone that says it is lying. This is about guys playing basketball at the YMCA in the late 70s. This is what black guys did in the late 70s, according to Victor Willis, the cop. Well, now, David Hodo, who is the construction worker in The Village People, has said, I helped write this song. This is absolutely a gay anthem. It's
totally gay.
Totally gay. It's about guys hooking up with each other at the YMCA in the late 70s. In fact, the construction worker says that he took the co-writer, Jacques Morel, to...
Oh, yeah, he was the producer. Was it Morale?
Morale, yes. He said, I took him to a YMCA in New York and introduced him to a bunch of gay guys, and that was the inspiration for the song. That's how it came about.
I thought we were playing basketball.
You know, chances are you don't need to look up the lyrics of YMCA. They're probably burned into your brain. Mm, yeah. They don't mention a basketball in there, is there?
No. But they don't mention gay sex acts either, do they?
Well, they do say you can get yourself clean, you can have a good meal, you can hang out with all the boys.
Well, according to the cop, hang out with the boys means let's hang out and shoot some hoops.
Three on three with a half court.
That's what he's saying. Yeah.
We'll play shirts and skins. I'll be shirts. Why is everyone else skins?
Have we unearthed any of the other original Village persons?
No. In fact, well...
What about Cowboy?
Okay, the cop fired back at the construction worker and said, you're going to listen to the construction worker? He hasn't even been part of the band since 2013. He is not in the band anymore.
Well, I think you need to take... I mean, a songwriter, I would certainly give him some credence.
Well, the cop says, go back in your hole before I crush you again. as I have crushed you many times, you are no longer welcome in the village. But that's right. Now,
cat fight.
Let me see here.
What about Leatherman? No, wait.
Hold it.
We've lost Leatherman, haven't we?
We may have. The cowboy was one of the co-writers of the song, and he was with, according to the construction worker, the cowboy was with Jacques Morali at the event as well. Okay. And they went to the Y, and there were a lot of gay porn stars there that day, and they were all like, hey, man.
Yeah. Man, you guys really love basketball.
So they wrote the song.
All right, let's hoop it up.
Okay. Then, now.
So, how many village people were there in the glory days?
All right, cop, there construction worker.
Cop, construction worker, cowboy.
Yeah.
Native American.
Okay.
Leatherman, mm-hmm. and soldier. I think there were six. And I think Victor Willis, I believe, was the only straight.
Is that right? The cop. That's
how I remember it.
Well, he is married.
The lead vocalist.
He's married to a woman, and yeah. He says this is not a gay anthem.
Totally not gay.
It's about playing basketball. Mm-hmm. That's his thing. By the way, the
sub. Hello. Why is everyone in the sauna?
They're hanging out with the boys.
Listen, also, the construction worker says the song's not even that good. I don't like that he's doing that. He shouldn't be saying that. He says the song's not even that good. If it weren't for American Bandstand dancers giving it the hand symbols for the YMCA, it wouldn't even be heard anymore. He may be right. You know, now it's played at every sporting event, and he says we owe it all to American Bandstand and their young dancers.
They just started doing it.
They started doing it. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
That's
cool.
What he said. That's what he says now. That's where that originated. And since that was done, everybody wants to do the dance at the games.
I don't remember. At the time, you know, because the village people were white hot in 79, 80,
yeah.
78 to 80, whatever.
Yeah.
And they performed a lot. They never did the moves. No. I don't ever remember seeing them doing the letters.
That's the crowd thing only, isn't it? Yeah. Now you see it at
baseball
games. And he said that it all came from American Bandstand.
How about that?
Doing that. Pretty good.